Out for our final day of coverage here at the Illinois State Fair 2025. Chad Baker for WITUI. Getting ready to step out onto the fairgrounds for another day of activities here. Wednesday is a big day here at the fair. We'll have reports throughout the morning and afternoon. Today is Governor's Day. Even though Governor's here all week, he's got the Governor's Sale of Champions today. And the Grand Champion Commodities, Junior Livestock, including Barrow Steer, Weather, Poultry Trio, and Rabbit Trio, auctioned off to benefit agricultural youth. Still a lot of days coming up. Thursday's Republican Day here at the fairgrounds. First Responder and Healthcare Heroes on Friday. Park District Conservation Day Saturday. Family Day Sunday. And, of course, big schedule in the grandstand. Lots of entertainment. Some auto races in there. Some free entertainment. Some side entertainment. The rides. Attractions. I've seen lots of families out here the last couple of days. They are enjoying it. The weather's not been too crazy. It's August. You know, it's going to be hot out here, but it looks like everybody's finding great ways to cool off, and the fair provides so many ways of cooling off, whether that's in adult beverages, kids' beverages, shade, fans that spew out water. It's been great. So there's a great opportunity to get out of the heat, beat the heat, and make sure that you're staying hydrated and in good standing out here at the state fair. Parking, pretty easy. In fact, I'm not gonna lie, parking's the most frustrating part of any fair situation, and it's that here. But once you get parked and on the grounds, everything very easy to navigate by foot. Just grab a map at one of the information booths and make sure you grab those coupons. Great opportunity to save a little extra money. Not that the food's outrageously priced at some of the places anyway. A pork burger sandwich meal at the pork producer's $10. Pretty good deal. And I'd rave about how I don't spend a whole lot of money each year here. This year, so far, $22 I'm out. That's not a bad deal whatsoever. Now, of course, you know, parking and tickets and that type of thing. But whenever you're trying to eat and drink and try to maintain, keep your energy up, that's a pretty good, reasonable rate for one person over a couple of days here. Make sure that you do bring a little cash, bring a little card. I mean, some places do take cards out here. There may be a little bit of a service fee for that. But they want it to be affordable for families that are especially traveling a little farther away. We know that there's some nooks and crannies in the state that are 4 hours away to get down here to Springfield. But from the Danville area, just a little over 2 hours, depending on where at in Vermilion County you're located. Not an unreasonable trip over. Of course, you got the little jog there in Champaign, which is a little bit of a hurdle with the construction. But on the way over, I think I saw maybe one or two bridge constructions that were like less than a half mile long. So nothing too frustrating once you get on the other side of that I-57-74 exchange construction and the 72 construction that they have there in Champaign. So lots of fun to be had here today. We'll have the reports coming up from the 2025 Illinois State Fair in Springfield. Chad Baker for WITY.